The head of the National Security Agency says the nation's surveillance programs have disrupted dozens of potential terrorist attacks. NPR's Craig Windham reports General Keith Alexander's testimony before a Senate panel is his first since information was leaked about the NSA's sweeping internet surveillance effort.
Members of the Appropriations Committee asked Alexander about Edward Snowden, the former contract worker for the NSA, who leaked word of the agency's internet surveillance. In particular, how was the 29-year-old high school dropout given access to highly classified information?
I have grave concerns over that. The access that he had.
Alexander says there are clearly problems that must be addressed.
We do have to go back and look at these processes, the oversight in those, where they went wrong, and how we fix those.
Alexander says he does not see a trade-off between security and liberty. He says both must be protected simultaneously. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Snowden is vowing to fight extradition from Hong Kong. That's where he's been since he came out last week as the source of the leak. The 29-year-old tells the South China Morning Post he is neither traitor nor hero, but an American. CIA Deputy Director Michael Morell has resigned. He will be succeeded by Avril Haines. Haines is currently deputy assistant to the president and legal advisor to the National Security Council.